Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Thousands of Jews went up onto the Temple Mount during Passover, which was a provocation to the Palestinians. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This last week, the 8-day Jewish feast of Passover, they had the pronouncement twice, 2 days, Monday and Wednesday, of the priestly blessings there at the Western Wall Plaza in Jerusalem. But at the same time, I understand that a number of Jewish worshipers were able to go up onto the Temple Mount during these very special holy days. That was a victory as far as they're concerned, but the Palestinian Authority says that is a provocation. What do we know about this entrance by the Jews up onto the Temple Mount?
Well, Jimmy, the reports I've seen that several thousand Jewish worshipers went up there. There were pictures in the newspapers of them actually holding prayer meetings. The Jews were up there in record numbers. And, Jimmy, on Friday, the Palestinians were joined by Jordan in complaining about that. Jordan is the official representative for the Temple Mount, according to the peace treaty that Israel and Jordan signed in 1994. And they said this is violating the status quo, that the status quo does not allow for any Jewish prayers on the Temple Mount. Jewish tourists can go up there in limited numbers, but no prayer services, nor for Christians, they pointed out. So they're complaining about that. The Israelis are saying in response, well, you know, this is the site of our ancient temple. This is our holiest site on earth, not Mecca, not Medina, not Rome. It's right here. And we're going to, allow prayer. But for the Israeli police to have not broken up those prayer meetings that were photographed was quite something, Jimmy, because in the past they always did that. And now there is obviously a new policy, and the Palestinians, the Jordanians, and other Muslims just don't like it.
David Dolan explaining why the Palestinians were provoked by thousands of Jews who went up onto the Temple Mount during Passover. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report of Jews on the Temple Mount during Passover and even praying on this sacred site in Judaism is what the Lord calls for in the Bible, Leviticus chapter 23. God's word also foretold that the site would be the center of controversy in the last days. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. The fact be known that the Palestinians would be provoked by this Jewish worship on their most holy site. That's Obadiah verses 16 to 18. God's prophetic passages are in the process of being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...